Hi, and welcome to Let's Talk About What No One Else Is Talking About. This is our second episode, and in the first episode, we talked a little bit about peripartum cardiomyopathy, which is a pregnancy-related heart failure. And I had mentioned in the end of that last episode that we would go over what it is and some of the symptoms. So let's start with what peripartum cardiomyopathy is. PPCM, which is short for peripartum cardiomyopathy, because who wants to say that 100 times, is a rare form of heart failure that can occur during the last trimester of pregnancy through 5 to 6 months post-delivery. Now, there are some that have gone further out than 6 months. No one knows why PPCM occurs, although there are studies trying to be done to make a connection, whether it be genetic or to another condition, to why PPCM happens to some women and not to all. The symptoms of heart failure mimic the symptoms of pregnancy. So often that women experiencing the symptoms realize something is wrong, but they don't know what it is. We didn't. All of us that have had it, and we had no idea what was going on with us because we didn't know anything about it. Doctors even dismiss the symptoms because they so closely relate to pregnancy symptoms. PPCM is one of the top 10 causes of pregnancy mortality across the globe. Now, we know, I don't know if everybody knows, but we are very aware of the horrible maternal mortality rate in the United States, and this is one of the causes. It is often overlooked. Our mission at Save the Mommies is to bring attention to PPCM and encourage women and their doctors to pay attention to symptoms of heart failure during pregnancy. Some of the symptoms of PPCM are severe shortness of breath, extreme swelling or weight gain, fainting, extreme fatigue, chest pain or fast heartbeat, persistent cough. Severe shortness of breath, all these symptoms are mimicked by pregnancy because these are typical symptoms in pregnancy. So I like to say that the PPCM symptoms go to the extreme side of your normal pregnancy symptoms. So shortness of breath, the extreme side would be you can't walk a couple feet without running out of breath. You definitely can't go up a flight of stairs without running out of breath. You can't lay flat while sleeping because you can't breathe. And just various, regular daily activities you would do, you run out of breath. Extreme swelling and weight gain. There's always weight gain in pregnancy and fluid gain. But again, extreme swelling and weight gain, we're talking, over the recommended or expected amount of weight gain during the pregnancy. Like a lot of sisters, heart sisters, and heart sisters are fellow PPCM survivors, they would gain 10 pounds of fluid in 1 week. That is not normal. Okay, folks. So, extreme swelling, 10 pounds of fluid in a week, you need to definitely bring it to your doctor's attention. Now, when you do this, you need to know what that one that PPCM is even out there. They probably will check you for preeclampsia. Some doctors just tell you to lay off the salt. And I mean, we've heard it all. We've heard it all from doctors about what it could be and that it's just normal in pregnancy. And a lot of times it's not. In our cases, it was not. Nothing about it was normal. Fainting, like for example, with me, in my first trimester with my PPCM baby, I would go to talk to a coworker in the office, and I would stand there, and we would just be talking, and all of a sudden, I would get so dizzy that I almost blacked out. And luckily, I didn't ever faint, but I got so dizzy and lost sight that I knew I had to go sit back down in my chair. And then also in church, when we would stand up for worship, I couldn't even make it through one song. And I had to sit down because I was getting so dizzy. Extreme fatigue. That is different for everybody. You're tired during pregnancy, of course, because you're growing a little human. But I don't remember being as tired with my firstborn as I was with my second born. My second born, I was more fatigued. And, I brushed it up to, well, I'm more tired with this pregnancy because the first one, I didn't already have a child to take care of. And, each pregnancy is different. Us women can come up with a thousand excuses for things, but, those were mine. But I felt like I had mono. I was so fatigued that I couldn't drive the car. Like, my arms were so tired, I couldn't hold on to the steering wheel and drive the car. So I thought I better go to the doctor and get checked because I can't drive the car because I could crash and hurt me or the baby or somebody else. So I went to the doctor and had a mono check done. I did not have mono. I had a bit of a cold, and was told that maybe it was just, a cold coupled with the fact that, it was in the first 3 months, so my body's using all of its energy to help create this little baby and to go home and rest for a couple days. So I did, and I did feel better, but things, kept going after that. Chest pain or fast heartbeat? I didn't have chest pain or fast heartbeat. A lot of other sisters do, and I did not have a persistent cough. So all these symptoms are typical, but not everybody has the same symptoms or all of the symptoms. When I slept with two pillows, and I could still sleep. Being 9 months pregnant, I slept what I could, but some sisters have where they can't lay flat, or they have to sleep in a recliner because they can't breathe, or they get this persistent cough. So that's another symptom. We have a, on the SaveTheMommies.com website, we have a self-test. The self-test is free, and this is very important because any other tests in a doctor's office are not free. So the self-test is free, and you could go on there, and what it is some symptoms. And then you answer it's multiple choice, and you click on your answer, and you get points for each of those. And at the end, when you get your results, you get your tally of points, and it'll tell you whether you should seek medical advice or not. And if it does tell you to seek medical advice, take a screenshot of your test results so you can show your doctor. Or if you're doing it on a computer, then print them off and take somebody with you. It's important to advocate yourself for yourself and also have somebody else there to advocate with you, especially if you know in your gut something is not right. We need to be our best advocates because most doctors do not know about PPCM or they're not educated in it. Some doctors I've asked, I said, "Do you know about PPCM?" They're like, "Yeah, I learned about that," but they didn't get educated in it. They might have heard about it in medical school or something, but they had no reason to further their training or education in it. So almost every OBGYN out there may have heard of it, and some haven't, but they don't, it's not on their radar, like preeclampsia and just gestational diabetes and stuff like that. So we need to help get it on their radar. The goal of the Save of the Mommies project is to bring together survivors of PPCM for support and to help spread awareness. We absolutely need your help to raise awareness of PPCM and to encourage women to be their best advocates for their health and the health of their babies. We're not just trying to save two lives here. We're trying to save the mommies and the babies because if the mommy's health is compromised during the pregnancy, then the baby's health is compromised during the pregnancy. We have had women who have lost their babies because of peripartum cardiomyopathy. Obviously, when your heart is enlarged and it's failing, then your body is not getting enough oxygen, your blood's not getting enough oxygen, and all that goes toward, to the baby. And if you're not getting enough oxygen, and your blood's not pumping right, then that obviously is affecting the infant. And so, we need everybody to help us get the word out and also educate themselves on peripartum cardiomyopathy, pregnancy-related heart failure. The maternal mortality rate in the United States is obscene. We've heard the Serena Williams stories and the Beyonce stories and things like that. Granted, they weren't PPCM, but they're preeclamptic stories and blood clot, stories, typical things that can happen in pregnancies. But people aren't expecting PPCM. You won't hear about it in doctors' offices. They don't have pamphlets on it. It's not in pregnancy blogs, books, magazines, the What to Expect books, things like that. So the only way for you to hear about PPCM and your risks of getting it is through Save the Mommies and other peripartum groups who we are all joined together to help educate women so they can be their best advocate in this. Now, when you go to the doctor with any of these concerns, you might get brushed off. I would say 90% of the time you probably will, just with all the stories we've heard from each other about when we presented our symptoms to the doctor and their feedback as, "Oh, that's just normal. That's just normal in pregnancy." Even when we have legs and feet that are so swollen that the skin is tight and look not healthy whatsoever. The color's off. They just look like stumps. For a doctor to send a pregnant woman home saying that's normal is just it's unacceptable and mind-boggling. And we have a lot of stories like that. So what we're encouraging with this podcast is for you to visit SaveTheMommies.com and learn about peripartum cardiomyopathy, and then share that with your women in your community. Educate yourself, advocate for yourself, advocate for others, and also help us help the women of the world. There are women all over the world that have suffered from this and are suffering from this. And we do have a Facebook page. It's at Save the Mommies on Facebook. And we have a Twitter page. It is at HeartSurvivor07 or at Save the Mommies on Facebook. We also have an Instagram account, which is also Save the Mommies. And if you have any questions or comments, we would love to hear from you. There is a voice message button on this Anchor app, and you can send voice messages to us, and we would love to get your questions or comments and be able to answer them or use the comments in future podcasts. So, your support and help in this would be greatly, greatly appreciated. So that pretty much sums up this podcast. We just wanted to go through some of the symptoms. You can get more details online, but just wanted to let you know that this is out there. And it is very serious. We call it silent but deadly. It's like a simple cold that all of a sudden can turn into pneumonia, and then the pneumonia's putting you on death's door, and that is kind of like PPCM. And so early diagnosis saves lives. The earlier we diagnose this, the more lives we can save. If you diagnose it early, your chances of full recovery shoot up to 90%. So help us get the word out and help us save the mommies. And listen to us next time when we will have more questions, comments, and insight on peripartum, more personal stories eventually, and what one goes through with this condition. And I will share my story in another future podcast. And we thank you for your time. And we pray and hope there are many heart-healthy days ahead for you. Thank you for joining us today, and take care of yourself.